St. John. Amen. We want to talk about St. John chapter 8 and verse 36. The title of our message tonight is Stay Free in the Lord. Stay free in the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go on and read St. John chapter 8 and verse 36. And it says, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Amen. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Amen. Amen. Talking about staying free in the Lord. Amen. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Amen. To be free means to be not in bondage or restraint, not under control or power of another. Amen. Not to be under control, not to be powered by another, but being free. Amen. And the Lord, amen, he made us free mortal ages. Amen. He made us, amen. He's not a dominant God. He doesn't make us serve him. He doesn't make us live for him. Amen. But he said, whosoever will, let him come. Amen. God, he invites us to serve him. He said, whosoever will, let him come. But he doesn't make us do anything. But once we come to the Lord frees us of many things. Amen. Amen. His spirit frees us. Who the Son set free? The Son is the Spirit of God. Amen. Who the Son set free is free indeed. When God makes us free, amen, we are free indeed. Amen. We're free indeed. Amen. Indeed means to be in fact. Amen. In truth. Certainly. It's like sure. Yes. We're without no doubt about it. No ifs and buts. We're totally free. When God makes you free, you are totally free. Amen. So the Lord, amen, he comes to set the captive free. Amen. So, amen. You have freedom. Amen. There's a lot of people that go to church and they don't realize that we're supposed to be in freedom, not bondage. We're supposed to have freedom. Liberty. Freedom is liberty. Liberty to praise God, walking in condemnation, not by a bunch of rules and regulations and bound by this and bound by that. Amen. But free to praise the Lord, free to live for God, free from bondages, free from anything that will hold you captive, that's free in your spirit. Amen. This is the way God wants us to be. Amen. When he saves us, brings us out of sin, brings us out of darkness into his marvelous light, brings us out from the world, he set us free from some things. And he wants us to remain free. Amen. You can get free, but you can get bound back again if you don't watch it. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Amen. The title of this message again is Stay Free in the Lord. Amen. Stay free. Amen. You have to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You have to do some things to stay free. Amen. You have to pray. You have to seek the Lord. You have to read his word. You have to do things that will keep you free. The Lord save you and set you free, but you got to do things to stay free. You have got to pray. You know, it's just not prayers that's not going to jump in your face and pray. You got to pray. Your flesh don't want to pray. My flesh don't want to pray. The flesh don't want to do anything. I'm sure tonight, you know, some of us might feel kind of like I do. This kind of feel nonchalant. This feel like you just really would like to relax. Maybe, you know, you want to be in the house of God, but you feel like I wish I had a pillow or something. Amen. Amen. I can identify with that. Amen. But we know that we can't live by bread alone. We know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. We know that we have to have spiritual food. We know we have to, the Bible said, forsake not to assemble yourself together. Amen. We know we have to have the inward strength. So we just throw all the other stuff back and we get what we need from the Lord. Amen. And if we don't pray, we don't read the word, we don't listen to the word, you will not stay free. Amen. Amen. Because we are cleansed through the word. So if you don't read the word, you don't and interact with the Lord on the regular, you may pick up some dirt along the way. You know, spiritual dirt. Get dirty over here, get dirty over there, get dirty. Amen. And then you can get back into bondage. Amen. So who the Son set free? Amen. We're here to stay free. Amen. God has saved us. Amen. We might have little issues, might go through little struggles here, might have trials and tests here and there, might have to ask the Lord to help us, forgive us and all that, but whatever you do, stay free. Amen. So who the Son say free is free indeed. Amen. In the book of Galatians, amen. The book of Galatians, we ask the Lord to help us to get through here upon the night ourselves. Amen. The book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. Amen. It says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. Stand fast. Amen. Stand fast means to hold fast, to remain tightly secured to the Lord. Amen. To remain firm, settled, and fixed. Amen. You know, do not walk away from God. Do not lose your conviction. Hold on with everything you got within you. Amen. It's not an outer appearance holding on. It's holding on the inside. It's not like I'm holding on, but people say, I'm holding on to the Lord. Holding on with everything you got inside of you. Amen. It's like, I might be going through, Lord. I might be shedding tears. My body might not be feeling the way I want. My finances may not be, but Lord, I'm holding on to your unchanging hand. I got a hold on you, and I got a tight hold upon you. That's standing fast. Stand fast. The Lord said when he set you free, he wants you to stay free. Stand fast. Amen. And you just can't say, okay, I'm standing fast, but you got to do some things. Like I said earlier, you have to pray. Prayer is not an option. You have to pray. Jesus prayed when he was here upon this earth. He said, Father, if thou will, I wish you these things will pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will to be done. You have to pray so you can crucify your flesh. Your flesh will be live wire if you don't pray. Your flesh will do what it wants to do if you don't pray. You have to pray against your flesh. You got to pray, amen, and keep your flesh under subjection. You got to bring your flesh under subjection. Keep it under there. Keep it underneath the cross. Amen. It's you. Your flesh is what causes you to have the problem, what causes me to have the problem. So you got to crucify your flesh. Paul said, I die daily. You can't die daily just saying I'm dying daily. You got to crucify that flesh. You got to pray against your own flesh. Hey, can I get an amen? You have to pray against your own flesh because your flesh wants to do something opposite than what the Lord would have you to do. You have to pray. You got to tell the Lord about your flesh when you feel like it's getting the best of you. You don't wait till you just go buck wild. You say, Lord, my mind is doing this. My body's doing this. My flesh doing it. I need you to help me, Lord. And God will surely help. I've never seen no one talk to the Lord and ask God for help, and he did not help. We don't get help because we don't ask for help. Amen. Amen. If we ask for help, we really don't want help. If you don't get no help, that means that you really didn't want help and you didn't ask. You don't get no help from God, it's not God's fault. Somebody say, well, I was saved 50 years ago. I was and something just had me. I just walked away from the Lord. You walked away because you wanted to walk away. Because everybody have trials and tests. Everybody got a story to tell. It's not easy for no one. But the Lord want to see what you're going to do in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your tests, in the midst of the stuff that you're going through. And if God sees that there is an effort, you make some type of effort, he would help you. He will help you to stand fast thereof in the liberty. When God sets us free, we have liberty. We're not in bondage. Liberty is bondage. Liberty is freedom. Devil, you lie. Liberty is freedom. Liberty is freedom, not bondage. Amen. You got to know that I'm not bound. Amen. I don't care about your circumstance. Circumstance don't mean nothing. I'm talking about the bondage down here, your soul. Your spirit is free. And I love to stay free. And I don't like to be around people that are bound, that want to put all their bondage on me, and they don't want to be free. I want to stay free. You got to know there's some things you do that you keep your spirit free. You keep your spirit free, your mind stay free. I said, if you keep your spirit free, your mind stay free. You don't keep your spirit free, your mind might get into some twisted into some bondage. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Stand fast, hold firm. Amen. Glory to God. Stand fast and hold firm. Amen. And be fixed and be settled. Have your mind made up. And your heart is fixed. You used to hear the older people long time ago say, my mind is made up, my heart is fixed. Those people meant it. Those people meant that. Amen. Glory to God. So God, amen, he wants us to stand free. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. God said, you have liberty when you're in me. The Bible said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. If God's Spirit's on the inside of you, you have liberty. You're not in bondage. If you let God be in God in your life, you're not in bondage. If the devil want to try to put you in bondage, you can break out of it. You don't have to stay there. Because the Bible said the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God, the pulling down the strong. Well, I don't care what the devil throw your way, you can be free. Amen. Who the Son set free is free indeed. So stand fast. Amen. It takes too much to get free. So it takes too much to get free, so you want to stay free. Amen. In the liberty, in the freedom which the Lord have made us free. And be not entangled, be not twisted again with the yoke of bondage. Be not twisted or caught in the trap of the yoke of bondage. Don't be twisted. Don't let the devil trip you up, twist you up, and put you back in a trap of bondage. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Amen. Stand fast. Stand firm. Stand settled. And say and tell yourself and anybody else, ask for me in my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen. And it's not so much that's a physical house either. It's your house that you live in, the spirit right here. As for my house, I don't care what they're doing over there. As for me, I'm going to strive to please the Lord. I'm striving to please the Lord. You know, some people, they can't even please the Lord because they're so busy trying to please themselves. When you're trying to please yourself all the time, it's hard for you to please the Lord. You got to let that flesh got to be crucified. That flesh got to die. How you going to crucify that flesh? You have to pray against your flesh. Pray against your own desires. Pray against your will and say, Lord, nevertheless. And Jesus, when he was here on earth, he prayed that, against his will. Anybody in their right mind wouldn't want to go to a cross to be crucified. And nothing like, he prayed against that. I wish that this cup would pass from me. I really don't want to do that. I don't want to do this. But nevertheless, my will. He had to pray until he prayed it through. And that's the thing about us. We need to pray till we pray it through. Praying one time, sometimes this won't get it. Amen. You got to pray till you feel a breakthrough. I said you got to pray till you feel a breakthrough in your prayers. In other words, when you get a breakthrough, that means your mindset, the way it was, has changed. The situation might have been changed, but your mindset have changed. Because you have prayed your flesh out of the way. Amen. So, amen. Stay talking about stand free in the Lord. Amen. There's freedom in the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Bible said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is liberty in your soul. You're not under in no type of condemnation. For there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ who walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh. Amen. We make mistakes. We don't cross every T. We don't dot every I. But if we find out we make a mistake, we do not lie there. You get up from there and say, Lord, forgive me. Help me not to go that route no more. And you keep pushing. You keep moving forward. Now there's no condemnation to them. They're in Christ. Amen. They're in Christ Jesus. Do not give this way to the desires of the flesh. Walking by the Spirit, not by the flesh. We don't walk by. We're not supposed to walk by our flesh. We're not supposed to walk by our flesh. Amen. Amen. Because the flesh, our flesh, will take us to hell. It's just as simple as that. Our flesh is enmity. It's against God. Your flesh do not want to do the things of God. Neither do my flesh want to do the things of God. Your flesh would love to do what it wants to do. It don't want. We need to understand something about our flesh. I believe if we understand things about our flesh, then we realize it's not this person, not that person. It's the enemy in you. It's your flesh kicking against the things of God. Amen. But the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Behold, all things pass away. Behold, all things become new. This is why people are not delivered, because they don't come all the way a new creation. They never get there. Somebody give God a praise. They never get there. All things pass away. Sometimes things take a little minute to pass away. People want to say they delivered before they delivered. They may be delivered of alcohol and drinks and cigarettes, but they may have some other issue that they're not delivered of. When you get saved, you're not delivered of everything all at once. They continue to drop. Old things begin to pass away. New things begin to come on your way. Old things begin to pass away. But everything don't happen overnight. The word, as you keep feeding yourself with that word, you keep hearing the word. The word is a cleanser. It keep breaking stuff off of you and putting on the Spirit of God and taking that other stuff off of you. Amen. We are clean through the word. So this is how we do. We stay free. Amen. We keep our spirits free. We keep our, like I said, we keep our spirit free. God will help keep our mind free. Amen. Your mind and spirit need to be free. All of it. God keep you from going crazy. He'll keep you from losing your mind. He'll keep you from a lot of stuff. He'll keep you from doing stuff that you have no business doing and saying stuff that you have no business. He will deliver us. Amen. Amen. He will deliver us out of every situation. Amen. Might not happen all at once, but it will happen. It says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, in the freedom wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled. Amen. Be not twisted or caught in a trap again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. Amen. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. In the book of 2 Corinthians, that's our last scripture. Book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. He's talking about the Spirit of God, liberty, freedom. Anytime you have God in your life, you have liberty. You have freedom. You just got to stay in the freedom. Stay in the liberty. Amen. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Amen. When you're free in your spirit, God gives you peace. When you're free in your spirit, God gives you joy. When you're free in your spirit, God gives you hope. When you're free in your spirit, amen, you just feel freedom. You feel freedom. You don't feel bondages. You don't feel condemnation. You don't feel, you know, depressed and discouraged. All those things, any of those things, they're bondages. We are confronted with them, but we don't have to take it. When it comes our way, we push that stuff away. We pray. How do we push away? We pray depression away. We pray discouragement away. We pray sickness and disease away. We pray I don't feel like going on away. We pray all of that stuff. We pray it away. The Spirit of God, the Bible said, likewise, the Spirit helped our infirmities. The Spirit helped our weaknesses. In other words, infirmities is weakness. The Bible said we don't know how to pray as we ought to, but the Spirit prayed for us and prayed through us. Amen. We need the Holy Ghost. You can't make it in this life without the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. It's a guide. It comes to lead and guide you into all truth. Likewise, the Spirit helping our infirmities. For we don't know how to pray as we ought to. Oh yeah, we get down and do some little praying here and there and texting on my phone here and there and our mind running here and there. We all out of tune, amen. We got to pray till all that stops. When we come before the Lord, if you want prayers answered, you got to pray. Sometimes the flesh don't want to pray. The flesh, amen, it might be tired. It might be, not that, doesn't that we don't love God. It might be tired. It might be sleepy. Just feel like I'm wore out or whatever. What do? You got to press through. You got to persevere. If you want something from the Lord, you persevere. Because if you get up and just say this is up, your prayer life, your prayer is going to go like that all the time. They'll say, I stopped them then. I stop them the next time. You feel like I need some Lord. Yeah, say, Lord, I'm about to fall asleep right now. I need you to help me. Lord, if you got to circle around the mountain two times, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, till he changed your old Lords. Because sometimes this spirit, that flesh is tired. But you know, it's so weak and so tired. But I tell you, if it's something you want to see on TV, if you want something to eat, it'll wake up, won't it? Yeah, it'll wake up. But for the things of God, it's like, I do this another time. And then you do. Then you say, I'll do it another time. Then you say, I'll do it another time. Till there's no time, you do it. Then when these trials and tests and things come our way, we handle them in the flesh. The Lord say, pray that you enter not into temptation. He didn't say pray when the temptation comes, because you might not get through it too good. Pray ahead of time. Lord, I'm praying. I don't feel like praying. I'm tired. I feel like I got to do this. I got to do it. But Lord, I'm praying that I would not enter into temptation. I'm praying. Store up some prayers for when you may really, really need them. Pray every day anyway, but store up some prayers, because you don't know what down the road you're going to need. You might not be able to get nothing out, but God will remember that prayers you stored up. Amen. Amen. So the Spirit of God, they say, likewise, the Spirit of God, in other words, it helped our infirmities. It helped our weaknesses. You know, our struggles, just like anybody else. I'm human, just as human as you are. Sometimes this flesh don't feel like praying or whatever, but you got to press through and say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me press through. And the more you keep pressing through, you will see the Lord helping you. But if you're saying, Lord, help you, and you on your phone and you doing other stuff, you won't get nowhere. You'll find yourself just getting up. And then they'll say, I got them real good. I'm doing them again next time. I'm coming back. I'm doing the same way, because I got them this to get up. But we have to pray. Amen. Pray. All prayer is not the same. All our prayer is not. We don't always have struggle in prayer. But sometimes you have a more struggle than other times in prayer. And it's nothing but your flesh. It's not nobody else's fault. It's your flesh. Because the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. That's why the Lord tells us to pray that we will not enter into temptation, but we be delivered from evil. Because if you're already weak, then the devil going to come at you while you're weak. He's not going to wait till you get strong. He's going to come at you while you're weak, and throw something your way you can't overcome, can't get through. The devil ain't crazy. He ain't that crazy. He ain't gonna come up on you when you know you prayed up and everything. He won't come nowhere around you. If he runs, he's gonna be far away. He waiting till you not even thinking about the Lord, not including no prayer. Go, you know, if you ever notice, sometimes your trials and sometimes you go through different things a little better than other times. And most of the time you can trace it. If you just take your time, you can trace it back. If you somebody say, I had a hard, hard day, or I had a hard, hard week. Like, I've been having some hard days, some hard weeks. All you got to do is do a checklist on your prayer life. This list, go back and see how many times you've been talking to the Lord throughout the week. Most of the time, if you're having a real hard struggle, you're going to see that your prayers, you just say, Jesus wept and kept going. You might have said that, it might not have said nothing else. You had a little short me prayers, and they didn't go. And you kept going. Everything else was so much more important than that. You can weigh that out with the times where you have taken some time out with God in prayer, and you check that list, and you see you went over stuff like flying colors. It's just, you know, that's just the way it is. I mean, Jesus, he walked this earth. He was a man. Jesus Christ was a man. He was the Son of God. He was tempted at all points, like we are, but yet without sin. So we don't have no excuse. He was a perfect example for us. That's why he told us to pray. Amen. Amen. He said he would not even allow us to be tempted above that we're able, but with the temptation, God will make a way of escape that we are able to bear it. Amen. Talking about staying free in the Lord. Who the Son set free is free indeed. and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. Amen. Keep your spirit vibrant. Keep your spirit free. Keep your spirit with peace. Keep your spirit with joy. Keep your spirit with expectancy. You know, stir up the gift of God in you. Just saying, I got the Holy Ghost and I'm saved, and just do nothing with it. You got to stir up your pure mind. You got to pray more earnestly. We pray, but we need to pray more earnestly. Pray more earnestly. In other words, that means you getting down to the core of you. God is helping you how to pray through for you, because God may want to show you some things about you that you don't know about you, that is a hindrance to you, that will make your journey harder. So God wants you to focus in and let the Holy Ghost pray for you, and let the Holy Ghost pray through you. The Bible says, likewise, the Spirit helping our infirmity. We start off our prayers talking to the Lord, and that's good and everything, but we need to pray till we feel the presence of God fall down upon us. Because if we don't never feel the presence of the Lord fall down, our prayers look like they didn't even go to the ceiling. We don't feel no different. There's no way you can pray till the Spirit of God fall upon you and not see a move of God. You're going to see a move of God some type of way in your life if you pray through. Amen. Amen. So we need to pray through. And you might feel like, well, I don't have the liberty to pray through. Amen. There's no such thing as I don't have the liberty to pray through. He said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Yeah, I'm not saying you go on down the street and praying loud or praying at work in the wrong place. But I'm just saying, if you have a house, and most people have a house, they have a home, you ought to be able to pray in your home. If you can't pray in your home, something wrong with that. You don't disturb other people. You can go to other parts of your house. You need to be able to pray in your home. Pray. Lord, give me liberty. If I can't pray in my home, something wrong with this. Pray wherever God give you liberty to pray. And I'm not saying stand in the street and pray. You know, I had an incident. I'm not going to even say that. Somebody that I didn't know asked me about prayers. That this lady I met and stuff. I'm thinking, like, before she walked away, she's like, can I pray for you? And I'm like, okay, I say a prayer, but I'm looking around. And I said, yeah, I thought to myself, she was real nice and stuff. She was the same person. And while she was praying, I was looking around. I was not praying to myself. I just say, yes, Lord. And I would greatly ask the Lord, are you done? Because I'm thinking myself, people, this is not wisdom. You know, we, you know, standing in the people get passing that store and stuff. I'm thinking, like, you know, it's not wisdom. And she said a lot of good things to me, but I don't remember hardly none of them. Because I'm watching. Looking to see people come to the grocery store coming out of the court. I'm like, where we standing? And I'm thinking, like, and amen. I was going to say, and amen. I said, Lord, you got to do something. I'm going to say amen. Amen. But I'm saying that we don't want to use, you know, not just be praying and doing stuff unseemly. And I think some people, they just don't use wisdom, or they think they mean well. But the Lord want us to get, amen, we need to get some breakthroughs in our prayer. We need to get some breakthroughs. That's not this prayer. Pray till you feel a difference. When you feel a difference, that means something. You done got in touch with the Lord. Feel a difference. Feel a difference in what? Feel a difference. My situation may be the same, but it might not look like it's changed, but I feel better. Pray till you feel like God has did something for your spirit. Amen. Amen. And Lord give you answers. He'll show you how to do things. Amen. He'll show you how. He shows us how to stay free. People's been saved. God's got people been saved for many years. You know what they doing. When you see them, they got saved many years, but they still saved. And you see them still walking in things. God, they stand free. They're not going back out into the world and getting back into bondage, you know. And so we thank the Lord, amen, for, amen, our Bible class upon tonight. Amen. We thank the Lord for his telling us to stand fast, hold fast, remain tightly secure, firm, settled, fixed. keep your ticket in your hand, amen, that heaven will be your home. Keep your ticket. Don't lose your ticket. Keep your ticket in your hand. Amen. Keep it with you. Amen. And we thank the Lord. Let's give the Lord a great big hand praise.